Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we tell you more about the importance of forage innovations in reducing goat meat import, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
In 2004, goat and sheep meat imports to the CARICOM region were valued at approximately $23.3 million, representing 75% of consumption. Jamaica is the largest importer of goat and sheep meat in the Caribbean.
We have to reduce the imports, and if we are to reduce the imports, it means that we are going to have to pay attention to the feeding regime, and forages are very crucial.
Chief Executive Officer, Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Hugh Graham. Mr. Graham says in order to increase the production of goats and sheep in Jamaica, it is important for farmers to have the right type of forages in the right proportions.
Very expensive to feed our animals on expensive concentrate, and therefore having the right forages in the right proportions and the right type of forages, we can eliminate a lot of the high costs associated with sheep and goat production.
Animal production specialist at the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, Dr. Muhammad Ibrahim, says the rearing of goats requires a stable supply and good quality feed. He recommends the integration of tree crops and plants such as jackfruit and hibiscus, in addition to sugarcane and kinggrass as feed for goats. In the meantime, work is in progress on the expansion of the regulatory framework of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board to include all livestock.
Sheep and goat does not really fall under the purview of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, but we are unable to separate it, and it's not in our interest to do that separation when it comes to forages, because the same forages that are eaten by cattle are also consumed by sheep and goat. So the technology in terms of dealing with forages is definitely a crossover and a good thing.
This will facilitate concessionary loans from the Jamaica Dairy Development Board being made available to goat and sheep farmers, among other benefits.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Young bud no know storm.
And this means, experience teaches wisdom. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Soyes, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.